So who here has used the Master Pool Trust before? Raise your hand. Oh, good. We've got a good number of folks who have. For those of you who haven't, I am going to talk today about the differences in our four options and what resources we have for families, for you all as attorneys, and for individuals with disabilities. For those of you who don't know, the ARC of Texas is an advocacy organization for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So at the state level, we do advocacy at the legislature, at the agencies, and throughout the state for individuals to ensure that people with disabilities are included in their communities and are provided the appropriate supports and services that they need. So as we've talked over the last few days, with all the attacks on Medicaid and services for people with disabilities. If you want to give the ARC of Texas money, we'd love it. So we really do a lot of great advocacy work, which is outside of the Master Pool Trust program. But it's really been an interesting fight for the last few years, and we'll continue to do that. So that is what the ARC of Texas does outside of the Pool Trust. So I know that we've talked a couple of times now about pooled trust and what they are, but just wanted to outline, as I did in my paper, what is required for a pooled trust. The beneficiaries have to be disabled under the Social Security Act. It has to be managed by nonprofit. That's the important, that's one of the very unique aspects of it. It has to be managed by nonprofit. We have sub-accounts, so there is a separate account for every beneficiary. It has to be for the sole benefit. We all know that. And there has to be the Medicaid payback provision. However, funds can be retained by the trust before Medicaid is paid back, which is a very unique thing for pooled trusts.